USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has formally received House articles of impeachment against President Trump. One of the House impeachment managers, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California, is reading aloud the two articles in the Senate chamber.
The Constitution provides that the House of Representatives shall have the sole power of impeachment, and that the President shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors.
Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the Democrats' push for impeachment is a taxpayer campaign stunt. Harvey Weinstein's lawyers are again asking for a change of venue in New York. The request was turned down in August, and the lawyers are now hoping to move the trial to Albany or Long Island. The lawyers are hoping a higher court will rule in their favor. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
President Trump is touting the U.S. trade deal with China as a great win for American farmers. In a tweet, the president says the farmers will be really happy with the newly signed Phase 1 agreement. North Carolina pork farmer David Herring tells Fox News,
"We need unparalleled access to China and level playing fields. And what we asked the Chinese government to drop the punitive tariffs,
yeah,
so we have more access. That's the most important thing for pork producers today."
Another deal expected to help farmers is the North American trade deal, which is headed to the president's desk after final passage in the Senate on Thursday. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley announces the final vote tally.
The yeas are 89, the nays are 10, the bill is passed.
The USMCA got strong bipartisan votes in both the House and Senate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Christmas retail sales in 2019 grew to just over 4%, amounting to $730.2 billion. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
That figure came to us from Jack Kleinhans, chief economist at the National Retail Federation.
When you start thinking about what the front line of the economy is, it is retail and consumer spending. And it's certainly an indication of how demand is in the economy, and to a great degree how the economy is going to perform. The consumer is the driving force in this economy and in this expansion since 2009.
Kleinhans tells us this is a positive indicator of what's ahead. The 4.1% jump in the Christmas sales figures increased despite a late Thanksgiving in perceived worries about tariffs.
A wrestling legend has died. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Rocky Johnson, WWE Hall of Fame wrestler and father of actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson, has died at the age of 75. The cause of death was not released. His greatest accomplishment was becoming the first African-American World Tag Team Champion in 1983. When he retired, he helped train his son to be one of the biggest stars in WWE history. In 2008, Dwayne would induct his father into the WWE Hall of Fame.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.